This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies All 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, they are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's JP Bish, Cakes, and EB. Remember, you miss any of the show, you can always rewind up to 24 hours, radio.com, rewind, download the app, select our station, and you can go back in time. You know, if you want to hear Jason's gambling stories from earlier in the show, his tennis plays,
Yep, right.
Just hit rewind.
Get all those.
Joker came through for me.
He did.
About all the water damage in EB's house or damage in my house.
The basement.
Rewind.
Yep. All right, let me tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment. Kick off with the movies, Cakes. Bad Boys for Life, number one, did $34 million. I guess this is in its second week now. I wasn't here last Friday.
It's crushing it.
Did $120 million in 2 weeks. They've got to be thrilled with that. A $9,000 per screen average. 1917 made another $15 million so far in 5 weeks. That's made $103 million. Doolittle made another $12 million. That's made $44 million. The Gentleman.
But that's a big bust because I think it was a big budget for Doolittle.
Yeah,
one of the reviews said that the pets or the animals
actors.
Were better actors than Robert
well,
Downey
you know what?
Jr.
Robert Downey Jr. doesn't care. He's pocketing $20 million, yeah. So he doesn't care. You could give me every bad review from now until the day I'm in the dirt. If you give me $20 million, I'm not going to care.
I know it stinks when Kevin won't even go see it.
Right.
And then rounding out the top five, Jumanji, The Next Level, did $7 million. So far in 7 weeks, Cakes, that's made $283 million.
By the way, speaking of high million dollars, a drab t-shirt, is one of the Powerballs or the Mega Millions either one around tickling 400 at this point?
Powerball tomorrow night, $394.
$394.
Oh,
that's a
big one. Go get a ticket or two.
Means you better be on your due diligence.
Sounds like tickets. I am.
I'll be so bitter if you guys win.
Yeah.
We should have a lifetime sweat.
They'll give us some cash.
Drabby and I have a lifetime 10% chop.
Yeah.
Why would they give us cash?
Well, you get $394?
$394, they give me a couple mil.
Of course.
Couple?
Yeah. Right,
couple.
Couple's a lot.
$394, you get probably, let's just say it's what half
200.
Of that. 190, then the lump sum.
We always do this bit.
I mean, Cakes took money off the table.
You have 98 instead of 100.
No, I'm saying, I'm just trying to figure out what the payout would be.
You think Cakes is going to hand us millions? He took Rahm's tip money for a wait for a
I know.
It's been well documented.
And cut it juice.
By the way, I will always stand by this. I deserve that money because I had to hang out with Rahm for an extra amount of time.
You were just pissed that you lost money in the poker.
If you win the Powerball 394, let's just say you collect $100 million.
Yeah, yeah. Like right. After taxes.
After taxes and after the lump sum payout, right?
You give me two.
Of course.
Thank
I
you.
Give everyone here two.
No, I don't give everybody two. I
all
don't.
These two?
Because I got to give Drab 10 because we have our lifetime swap. That right. 10 right off the.
Oh, you got to give him two. All right.
Yeah, 10.
You give me a mil.
I'll give you something.
I don't think Cakes has going for him. He's got no cousins. He doesn't have like this huge extended
no DeMarcuses.
Because my thing would be like if you hook up one cousin, don't you got to hook them all up?
Well, then your family's going to be bitter when you give me two milli.
Right.
Because you got
exactly.
Yeah. Like you got a lot of cousins.
Well, I wouldn't tell people what I'm giving them.
Yeah.
I'm not telling my dumb cousins what I'm giving you.
Right. But you're definitely going to straighten me out. Make sure I'm straight.
Yeah. I'm giving you all, each of you, $2 million.
I'm butt size. Please buy a ticket.
What do you mean silly? It's not going to happen. You act like it's going to happen.
We're enjoying the idea.
I've always thought about this. So $100 million, I would put probably 65 in the bank.
Yeah.
And just live off the interest. The interest would be stupid.
You should be okay with 65 million.
I'm telling you, I would spend the other 35. I either hooking my boys, buying stuff, gambling.
Buy a nice house.
How about you give
a pool?
Can you give a little to charity? Can you hook them a little bit?
Charity.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. You got to do
charity.
That.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Got to hook them a little bit.
It's a good write-off, Cakes.
I would be making people feel so good about themselves. Right. Here you go, million, half a
you know
mil, seven.
It's because he watches Ellen all the time.
Yeah.
She gives away all
just be
a
gift
stuff.
Giver.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then if you gave us $2 million, right, wouldn't Horsey be better?
Yeah, how much would Horsey
get? Yeah, people coming out of the woodwork.
I don't like him that much. Hey, I might give him a little bit.
To be honest, we're in the trenches together.
I might give him 20 grand. I might give him 20 grand.
He'd be sized for 20 grand. Yeah, did nothing for it.
Yeah. You buy a bunch of cigars for 20 grand.
Right.
Maybe you can get a new trash can in his kitchen.
I don't know why this intrigues me. New trash can for the kitchen.
Yeah.
But I never understand this. I don't know what these hackers get out of this. I guess they're promoting their internet security firm or something. Is it even legal to hack something? Like there's this company, I guess they're calling themselves Our Mine. And they've hacked the NFL, the NFL's like Twitter and Facebook page. They've hacked, let me see, the Bills, the Bears, the Cardinals, the Browns, the Cowboys, and the Packers, all of their official Twitter and Facebook pages, and they've just taken over.
Okay.
And they say, we're Our Mine. We want to announce that we're back and show people that everything is hackable. And to improve your account security, they say, contact us. And so they're advertising, hit us up here, and we'll...
Isn't that a bribe? Isn't that some extortion?
It's got to be illegal, right? Yeah. You can't do that.
Right.
I don't get it. But they've been doing it.
Let me break into your home, steal stuff, and then say, use my security
firm. Is it that impressive to break into someone's Twitter page?
I don't think so.
That's not that impressive, right? I mean, is there a lot of security over the Bears?
It'd be tough for us to do.
Yeah. I'm sure I know anything about coding and hacking. Are you kidding?
Although I could probably like crack EB's, figure out his password.
I'm sure he probably could.
Mine are pretty similar.
Yeah. Are they?
Yeah.
The only hacking going on here is all the coffins.
Yes.
That's
true.
That.
Right.
Tiger Woods 1-2-3.
not that far off on some of those. All right. So Billie Eilish took care of business. Can you play a Billie Eilish silly? We've played him before on the show.
Play Eyes Without a Face.
I'm not quite
play that
sure.
One.
I'm leaning it's a woman, but it could be a guy.
Come on, definitely. She's like 17 years old.
You've never heard of Billie Eilish?
I'm telling you, I just don't follow that pop culture that much.
It's a real blind spot for him.
Why should I follow Billie Eilish?
She won like 100 Grammys.
I don't follow her either. She's not my cup of tea. I know she's talented, but
she won the Big Four.
Her music does less than nothing for me.
Hold on, play her hit. Don't play the live Grammy version. Okay. Can you play her hit?
All right, hang on.
Play her hit. She's got like two or three sillies that I think you'd like.
Yeah.
But she won 5 of her 6 nominations, including she's the first person to ever win a Grammy in all 4 of the major categories, including Song of the Year, Best Pop Vocal Album, Album of the Year, and Record of the Year. Mm-hmm. And then she also won the somewhat dreaded Best New Artist.
Ah, is there a curse attached to that?
A
jinx.
Sometimes, you know, because you want to be the real deal.
Okay, I've heard this song a million times.
A billion times.
I don't follow the name.
She wrote these songs in like her bedroom with her brother, who I think plays guitar or something.
I probably listen to music the most when I'm working out, and I listen to the same stupid like playlists that I've had for years and years.
So she took care of business. Bad Guy, is that what this is?
Yes.
Yeah. This one, Record of the Year, Album of the Year, Song of the Year.
She's
won her
strange,
Best New
though.
Artist.
Isn't she kind of strange?
She's a little strange.
She's very kooky.
Yeah.
She has like the colored hair. She wears like baggy clothes. Although I respect her for this because she says, I'm 17 and I don't want all these creeps objectifying my body.
No, that's fine.
So she wears baggy clothes.
My daughters love Billie Eilish.
I never understand the difference between the Record of the Year and Song of the Year. Are they
don't
different?
Know.
I think
they
one
are
of
different.
Them.
I don't.
One
I can't
has to
tell
do
you
the
difference.
Writer,
one of them goes to the writer.
Then one goes to the performer.
I heard Questlove on Jimmy Fallon explain it, and I've already forgotten it because my brain is addled and has big holes in it, like Aaron Hernandez.
You stayed up late to watch Fallon?
No. You ever heard of a DVR, Ricky? You think I stay up and watch Jimmy Fallon
DVR
live?
DVR Fallon?
My wife DVRs Jimmy Fallon. And
every night?
Yeah, it's called a...
Wow.
Have you ever heard of a series recording?
I never knew she was a devotee of Jimmy Fallon.
She likes Jimmy Fallon.
Did you guys hear or see any of the Aerosmith and Run DMC performance?
No, but I heard it was...
No, I heard that Aerosmith was awful.
It was awful.
They're saying it's that almost, the drummer that they didn't let play, he actually gets the last laugh because they
Kramer?
Played so bad.
Washington Post ranked all 19 performances and ranked it dead last. DFL.
Real.
Even they brought Run DMC out and they couldn't
it
save
it.
It
was awful.
Steven Tyler's 100.
No, I will say this. I saw Aerosmith at MGM National Harbor a few months ago, and they were very good.
Well, now, were they just singing backing? Were there backing
Joey
vocals?
Kramer was not playing. He was injured. There was a substitute drummer. But they...
Well, hold on. I mean, were they legit singing?
They were legit singing.
With their backing track?
What is the closer? Dream On?
It's either Dream On or Walk This Way.
I think this was the closer since they brought out Run DMC.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, that's a jumbled mess. But I'll tell you, when I saw them recently, they were good. Now, maybe just they didn't have the rehearsal time and it just didn't really
jive.
Well,
that was an issue, and that's why the drummer couldn't get back in there. There's a big lawsuit about it.
If I were Joey Kramer, I'd be laughing my balls off, too. Yeah, and it all blew up in their face.
But they're still kicking. Apparently, they're going to perform September 18th for a celebration in performance of their 50th anniversary as a band.
Those guys are, I mean, they're all late 60s, early 70s. I mean, they've lived some hard lives.
Hey, we only got 26 years to go.
You know who else is playing?
Is this year 24 for us?
You know, yeah. You know who else is playing with them? And their own? I think it's their, God, is it their 25th anniversary or even longer than that? New Kids on the Block. I think they're doing back-to-back concerts.
Really?
Yeah, you can see New Kids, and then you can see Aerosmith.
Jason, where was Usher on that list? Because his was pretty stinky.
I can't remember. It was near the bottom.
What was the best? Was like Billie Eilish one of the better ones? Or
I thought Ariana Grande's was pretty good.
They ranked her pretty low.
What about Demi Lovato, even though she had to restart? I thought she sounded amazing from what I heard.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
I get psyched for award shows.
You do?
I love award
shows. Anti-cakes.
I mean, I've soft.
I like the Grammys and the Oscars. Those are the two biggies.
I love the pomp and circumstance around award shows.
You do?
I love it.
Viewership
it's been
for
a
the
while since we were part of an award show. By the way, yesterday when I was going through my materials to bring for WSA9, I did stumble into the flyer from the UE Awards, which is probably the only
you actually
award
have
show.
That?
I think we were part of the 10th UE Awards.
It might have been their last
one. No way they're still doing that. It's impossible.
But the awards, the ratings for the Grammy Awards hit a 12-year low on Sunday night, drawing just 18 million.
Yeah, Valdez, you dinosaur. You love award shows.
And remember how we said, last but not least, remember how we said that
this is Matt Valdez.
Gwyneth Paltrow was putting out that new candle that's supposed to smell like her silly?
Yes.
Well, apparently Elton John gets iced.
Oh, he does?
Yeah,
he bought like a million of them.
Really?
Yeah, he bought a million of her candle. Of her
unlikely.
Silly. Right?
That seems
that's
a little
an
weird.
Upset.
Yeah, it is an upset.
You know what we should do is we should try and see if Adam can identify it.
Light five different candles.
The vagina smell like a fart smell. See if you can tell the difference.
Only problem is like $70. It's a big investment.
Yeah, we're not buying that.
You want to drop $700 on Goop? Go ahead.
You won't expense it.
Right. Yeah, well, I know that expense won't get reimbursed.
Yeah. Right.
I know that.
All right, so. Coming up next, Mike Wilbon's going to join us. We'll get his perspective on the Kobe Bryant passing. The great Mike Wilbon next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Trying to track down Mike Wilbon.
If we were still doing the Donkey of the Week segment.
Yeah. Such a pain in the ass that was.
That we shuttered about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
It would definitely go to Morris Berger.
We have a Hall of Fame candidate?
He's not a Hall of Famer because
he's definitely worthy.
All right.
Hall of Fame goes for people who just die, like the woman who got stuck behind the Armor in Florida.
The dresser or whatever, yeah.
But Grand Valley State University offensive coordinator, Morris Berger.
Yeah.
Was doing a interview with the student newspaper, and they were talking about Adolf Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
And Berger's,
why do people still talk about Hitler?
I don't know.
Do you care?
It's history.
I know, but
history's
overrated.
No one's
ever
but that's
asked
okay.
me about Hitler in my life.
Okay, but I mean, the number two
movie.
No
one would care what my dumb thoughts are on Hitler. Okay. And I actually don't have any.
Nor should they.
You just said, why would anybody talk about it? The number two movie on your list was about World War One. Now, that's not Hitler, World War Two, but people are intrigued by history.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Old, boring people. But go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead.
There was a reason they were talking about him. He didn't bring it up.
Was he like a teacher or something? He's a football coach, but is he a teacher, too, at the school? Or?
Maybe it's been like 75 years since Auschwitz.
There was an anniversary for Auschwitz.
That's right.
Auschwitz. I think it was 75 years. But anyway, he says, this is probably not going to get a good review.
Uh-oh. As soon as you preface it with that.
But I'm going to say Adolf Hitler was a good leader.
Ooh. Yeah.
He says it was obviously very sad and had bad motives, but the way he was able to lead was second to none, how he rallied a group and a following. I mean,
why would somebody get suspended
seconds?
Yeah, but why would someone say that? Like, you're just trying to be different? You're doing a different bit?
Yeah, I don't get it.
He even kind of prefaced it by saying, I know this is not going to go across well.
No, he's a big stupid.
I mean, what a dumb.
He said that like to his kids?
No,
to, like,
he said
to the players?
Student newspaper.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so now we got to make a seamless transition.
Yeah.
All right, we tracked down Michael Wilbon, co-host of PTI, NBA analyst for ESPN. The great Mike Wilbon joins us here on the Junkies.
He's always been very nice and kind to us over the years, which we will never forget.
Hey,
we appreciate
it. Mike,
appreciate that. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing okay.
Mike, did you hear about the offensive coordinator for Grand Valley State who said Adolf Hitler was a good leader?
Yes.
What an idiot.
Yes, and basically said, I know this is not going to go over well. But.
Yeah.
He called a shot.
My goodness.
Well,
that's what Jason did, by the way, on our show. Let's get your take on this.
No, it's embarrassing.
You called your shot on the Barry Sanders thing. I'm wondering if you've ever done this on PTI. Why don't you tell him what you did?
I asked Barry Sanders.
You started the interview.
I started the interview. We only had him for about 8 minutes.
Right, we had a good 8 minutes.
And I collect autographed jerseys in my basement. I got some really good ones.
I mean, it's cringeworthy.
So, Michael, I asked Barry if he would just sign my jersey. I have his 1988 Oklahoma State jersey.
Tell him what he said.
He said, maybe.
He said, maybe.
No, but you know what? To give him credit, after the interview, he contacted his agent, and his agent got in touch with us, so he's going to sign it.
He's a good guy. Well, we wanted to get you on, obviously, Michael, to get your take on the tragedy, surrounding Kobe and his daughter and the seven other passengers and pilot. I mean, just an awful tragedy. One of those things, Michael, I'm telling you, that has hit us as a culture harder than almost anything I can remember.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been amazed by all of it just since finding out Sunday afternoon. I'm down in South Florida, obviously, for, the Super Bowl.
Right.
And we're doing a show from here every day. And the only thing I anticipated, I went to China this summer, and I got a chance to just see how people in China adored and worshipped Kobe Bryant. Mm. And here it is, 3+ years after, 4 years after he retired. And he is very possibly the most popular athlete ever in China.
Mm. Bigger than Tiger Woods.
Again, yeah, because basketball is bigger than golf in China.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I wasn't there all that long, but I mean, it's just amazing the impact he had there, and so much of it has to do with, I've told the story, so forgive me if you've heard already, but at the end of Toby's career, a bunch of people journalists were coming in from all over the world to interview him, and I said to him one day, before one of these interviews, you're going to speak how many languages do you speak? Toby said 2 for public consumption, English, Italian, that's it. I'm like, get out of here. I've heard you see. He goes, I may try something, but I'm not going to do it publicly. I'm going to embarrass anybody or offend anybody by butchering the language. I'm not going to do that. So he's doing interviews. He's done most of them, obviously, in English and a few in Italian. And there's some Spanish journalists who started asking him questions, or Spanish-speaking journalists who asked him questions. And there was no interpreter. Hmm. And so Kobe looks around. He sort of shrugs, and he starts answering the questions in what they later said was completely, utterly fluent Spanish. Hmm. So there's a third language. And if you remember recently, he started speaking to Luka Doncic at a game in Los Angeles in Slovenian.
Wow.
And he also was a German reporter, and he wasn't trying to, you know, have a lecture in German, but he certainly could answer him in German.
Right.
Yeah.
And he was just a different dude.
Yeah.
But that one thing is part of it. It has nothing to do with basketball, obviously. It's what endeared him to people from just all over the world. He was taking Mandarin lessons, and they knew that in China. Mm. And it's just the reaction, the worldwide reaction. It's like something you'd expect what we saw when Michael Jackson died.
I think it's bigger.
I don't know that any athlete has had that sort of, global just impact.
I remember when Magic announced he was HIV positive, that rocked me.
That was a big one.
That rocked us. Yeah. So very similar feeling.
Well, for me personally.
Because we felt like we were going to watch him die.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Because back then, no one was surviving it.
At the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I was about 13 when Roberto Clemente died.
Mm-hmm.
And Roberto Clemente died doing, about the most noble thing you can do.
I mean, right.
Helping, relief efforts. And but the world's different. We didn't communicate the way we do now. We didn't get to know someone over a period of time, including everything about their private life or damn near everything, the way we do now. There's an obsession with Kobe that I don't know. I think most people didn't know it, and they're probably surprised by it. But it is something that is sort of driving now the aftermath of this, and I still haven't got my head around it. And then you've got every parent
mm-hmm.
in the world is locked into this, because you're talking about 13-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
It is, the whole thing just has, last night I went to bed here in South Florida, and I turned it off and said, I can't watch it.
It's too much.
I have to get away from it. It's sickening. You heard people say, right? I just got sick. I couldn't. And I think all of us have had that to some degree.
Yeah. And I mean, I was 16 at the time. We were 16 at the time. But when Lenny died, I kind of reacted the same way. Although when you throw in the fact that his daughter was in and the other two kids, all right, that brings it to another level. But when Lenny died, Mike, I just kind of kept telling myself, wait,
this can't be real.
This isn't real. There's no way Lenny.
Yeah.
There's no way Len Bias could die. And that was kind of the same way I reacted with Kobe. I'm like, what? I mean, this is not.
It seemed like a fake story.
Yeah. I had to double check it. I did. I had to say, no, there's no way.
You just did not. Well, the one thing, because I knew Kobe, I knew he was in a helicopter all the time.
Right.
I mean, I knew that. He did this for, people may have heard it, but it's not so sensational when nothing goes wrong. It's a curiosity. And Kobe would take that helicopter a couple of days a week. And I know it's at least 10 years, because I remember at one point, there was some talk about our show, about PTI moving to Southern California, moving to L.A.
Hmm. And, Sir Tony would love that.
Well, actually, at the time, he, as long as Tony doesn't have to go anywhere but once, it's not as bad. As bad as all that. But I thought, I love Southern California, love it. And, I was talking about where to live. And Kobe saw me at a game and said, hey, I got to find out PTI is coming out here, on the street. You didn't tell me. I'm like, dude, how do you even know this? Well, of course, he knew the Disney executives from, from L.A., who knows a party or charity event or, his own philanthropic work. And Kobe said, you should come down and live where, we're talking about where. And I said, dude, that drive is like an hour, 20 minutes a day. He's like, well, if you're driving it, yeah, but if you're riding with somebody in a helicopter, I said, what are you talking about? And so people knew, we knew he was He was in the helicopter. And so when I saw the screen and said, you know, thought to be on this helicopter, I just sank. Because I knew that he was often on this helicopter. And it's still, even though you know it, it is just something I cannot wrap my head around.
Did you know if he had had any close calls prior to the accident? Or I'm guessing he had no real fear of flying.
I bet he had no real fear of anything.
Yeah.
I never talked to him about it other than...
You think this will affect the way other guys travel? Because a lot of these guys, they fly private. They fly in helicopters.
Well, but remember when Payne Stewart's flight? It's small. His private.
Yeah.
And we wondered about that then, right? That's been, 2022, it's like 1998 or 1999. And maybe did it affect the way people with money travel? No, it didn't.
Right.
It didn't. I don't know. This does, though. This is so spectacular and unbelievable that maybe. But I don't know how many people are taking helicopters. I mean, private flying is one thing. Helicopters?
I know.
And that was like a badass helicopter.
I've been in a helicopter twice in my life.
Did you like it?
I was terrified. And I'm not. I fly at the drop of a hat. I mean, I hop on a plane. Hop on a plane, you know, with the ease that I get.
Small planes, private planes, no big deal?
I don't do that often, but I've done it and no big deal. But I've never been on, yes, I have. I've been in a couple of really small ones. But I've only been in a helicopter twice, and one time was in Alaska.
Right.
And I was, I was like, let me just get out of this thing successfully, right?
yeah, exactly.
Because to me, that's a whole different deal than even a small private flight.
Right. You know what?
Oh, man.
Well, then the reason he gave, was
spend more time with the family, right?
It was even more devastating because he said, I was spending so much time on the road, two hours to and from practice or whatever it was.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I mean, he talked openly about it and why he did it. And, it didn't seem to be, we look at the lives of, 30, 40 years ago, that show, The Rich and Famous, Lives of the Rich and Famous. You guys are too young to remember it.
No, we remember that.
No, we're not
that young.
Was it Robin?
We're all turning 50 this year.
Who was the host, Robin?
Robin Leach.
Robin Leach.
Robin Leach. Yeah. You do remember it. And you get a peek inside lives. Like now, we don't even, nobody even, you think you know all these things because people discuss things so openly. But I don't even know that would have been, raised people's eyebrows so much. And in this day and age, people just go, okay, well, yeah, he's doing it. Must be all right.
One more thing before we let you go. You know Michael Jordan so well, and I'm wondering, from afar, we're guys who never met Kobe Bryant. You had personal interactions with Kobe. We were just fans of his game. But he clearly modeled his game after Michael. It seemed like Michael took that well. Can you describe how that relationship developed over the years?
Well, Michael has described Kobe, I think, in his statement that he issued on Sunday, he used the words little brother, I think.
Right.
And I know even if he didn't use them, I know that was the relationship. And Kobe was as fascinated with Michael Jordan as the rest of the world was with Michael Jordan. Especially during Kobe's early years. He talked to Michael all the time. All the time. Hmm. And Kobe would get teased about it. And people would say, well, his post-game cadence sounds like Michael.
Yeah.
And maybe it did. I mean, everything Jordan did, Kobe sort of, I'm not going to say he studied, because I don't know that it was conscious, but yes, on and off the basketball court. And it's so funny. I mean, Kobe knew that I had covered Michael, and he knew that I was one of those people. This is like LeBron, just 20 years ago, 15 years ago. I was never going to say that Kobe was as good as Michael Jordan. I just wasn't going to say it or write it publicly. And I would say, no, I mean, I think he's one of the, five or six or seven best players ever in the history of the league. I wasn't going there. And it was such a thing. It was like this whole thing with the GOAT with LeBron. LeBron and Jordan now. But after some games where Kobe would have a 45-point game or something incredibly spectacular, and if I was at the game, Kobe would come over and he'd like butt me or elbow me and he'd lean over where only I could hear it and he would say, "What would your boy have done tonight? Would your boy like that game? What would your boy have done? Would your boy have had a better game than me tonight?" And with a smile, and he it was something. It was like just a little game. He loved Jordan. And some people, he didn't want anybody to hear it because he knew what he suspected. People would take it the wrong way, as if this was mocking. And it wasn't. It was anything but. And it would, and I could discuss it with him. And I tried to, I said, let me write about this. Let me talk about this. At the time, he's like, no. I'd get killed. I'm like, you're not going to get killed. He said, yeah, no. I'd get crushed if people knew. And I couldn't talk, I couldn't talk him out of it. But it was funny. It was just a little thing. And people would ask me if they saw this. They were like, what is Kobe saying to you? I'm like, I'd make up some, small tale. But he loved Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. He loved him. Mm-hmm. And, they were close. There's no other interpretation that you should ever believe other than, he wanted to come. I think. When you talked about playing in Chicago, why would he play? Why did he want to be traded to the Bulls? Because that's where his idol had played. Hmm. And so I know that this has hit Michael as hard, if not harder. And their family, their families were at least Michael. The two men were close to each other's families, and Michael's got two young daughters now. I forget how old they are, but we're talking single digits,
right? Right.
Michael, the whole thing is we keep going back to the word unthinkable, and that's what it is.
Wish we had more time to spend with you. We always appreciate when you share some time with us. This is Michael Wilbon, co-host of PTI, NBA analyst for ESPN.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate the time, man.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, take care, Mike.
It's Mike Wilbon checking in from South Florida, the site of Super Bowl 54. Now is the best time to replace your windows to improve the comfort of your home and help lower heating bills. Thompson Creek Designs builds and installs replacement windows direct from their own factory without the middleman markup. Don't miss Thompson Creek's incredible winter window sale with $200 off every window plus zero interest financing until August 2021. You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. Call 855-57-CREEK right now or see thompsoncreek.com for details.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. Thanks again to Michael Wilbon, who's always great when he gives us time to join the Junkies. Mm-hmm. You missed it? Use the rewind feature. It's fantastic on radio.com. Very early in the show, we established WSA9 is doing a piece on us.
Yeah.
And Andy Yu was here. We did fantastic promos right around 7:45 on the show.
You think they'll be able to use those?
I don't know.
They'll use something.
I think they said they're going to use the outtakes.
Those would be more entertaining than the actual promos.
Right. Sell you something. What are we doing hereafter? We're just going to walk over to Circa and have an early lunch?
Yes. We're going to do a little table manners bit. Yeah. We're going to sit around the table.
It's going to be an abbreviated table manners.
Yes.
We ordered our food, but are we going to eat like at 10:30?
Yes.
Or like 11:30?
No.
Either way, that's fine.
I don't think there's going to be as much setup.
They're not going to make us wait for an hour and a half.
It's basically like a remote when there's like a car accident. They've got like two cameras and...
Right.
A couple mics. It'll be
be a quick hitter.
It should be quick.
You would
have to walk like four blocks to get over there.
Tilt City.
Yeah.
There's so much going on. This is the epicenter of construction in the United States. Right here, 1015 Half Street. I'm convinced of it.
Yeah.
Right. Find me a busier two-block area. You can't.
It's probably busier than Vegas where they're building a football stadium.
Probably is. Roads are closed every day. There's 1,000 people lined up at Jason's favorite food truck, Graciela's.
Graciela's.
I mean, they're doing a booming business.
Graciela's food truck, right.
Roads are closed left and right.
Cakes, did you get this email from our stock plan account people? Like, you got to activate your account?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I got to.
Hold on.
Something with Intercom.
Now you're getting me worried.
No, I just I got to activate something. And
you're not buying stock like Cakes does here.
I don't know.
I've limited my exposure. up till January 2020, I was buying way too much.
So you get
way too much.
You have a lot of activity on your E-Trade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like more than I should.
I didn't even know that I bought stock here ever. It must have been in the first couple months and I shut it down.
No, I think it's like the overall stock stuff that we have.
Gotcha.
But my kids each, my two oldest kids, each wanted to open E-Trade accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So we set each of them up with $500 and we said, you can start to, you know, invest a little bit. And so I think my daughter, you know, she wanted to buy like Lululemon and all
that
stuff.
Good. Buy things you're interested in.
But, you know, $500, I might get like one or two shares of it.
Right.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Or a half share.
Yeah. So we just said, just buy S&P 500 fund. But even that stuff, it can't even get that many shares.
Look, it didn't work out for me. My brother and I were both exposed to that when we were in like the high school years by my dad.
The USA Today used to have a stock challenge thing. I don't know if they still do it.
I mean, I wish I still had my three stocks. I had McDonald's, I had IBM, and I think I had Ford or something. Some big companies. But my brother grew an interest in that, and now he has a European equities guy, whatever that means.
Whatever
European equities
means.
Well, not to be your career, but it's a way to understand sort of money.
Right.
You know, the concept of investing.
But, you know, you expose, maybe one of them get into finances.
Yeah, maybe.
I remember my brother being in high school and buying like some wacky like airline stock. Not like
a Blue Star.
You beat me to the joke. Damn it, Valdez, too good.
My daughter just bought. She just bought she just bought a spray tanner, and so she's gonna spray tan her girlfriends.
Oh, I thought you said she's gonna buy like stock in a spray tan company.
No. She's gonna spray tan her girlfriends whenever they want to go out and go to parties and stuff like.
It sounds like a genre Valdez is into.
$10 a pop or something.
Maybe that's what Cakes was doing. Even the show when he had glitter.
I don't know how the glitter showed up.
All these kids, all these girls are spray tanning now.
Really, yeah. It's a thing.
Well, not necessarily spray tanning, but you know, with the lotion too.
Okay. Yeah.
The tanning lotion.
Right. Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either.
Well, it's probably. I guess they think it's better for their skin, better than the sun.
I know, but it looks so fake. It doesn't look.
What
great.
The f-
it doesn't look great.
Depends on how they do it, I guess. I don't know. Daughter's all about making money.
Generally speaking, if you just took any woman, attractive woman, and you
put
said
a tan
one's
on?
Completely pale.
Yeah.
Yeah, you make them tan.
I'm pro tan.
I know, but it's the middle of January. It doesn't look great.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be a dark tan. It's just a little light, a little bronze.
Yeah, but these teenagers tend to overdo it.
Well, if they overdo it, then it's not good.
We're learning.
Yeah.
Well. I'm just telling you.
Hey, you want to come
opinion.
Over? Bring,
it's better
bring
than
Ava
you know
over
what?
The house.
Yeah. It's better than them baking out in the sun and getting cancer. So like, that's the, yeah. the upside
God,
to it.
Like, I'll tell you what. I miss the sun so bad. I can't wait till summer.
I can't
this
wait.
Is
I hate the winter.
It's, we're all sick.
It's been the worst.
It's just nasty.
This part sucks. So.
This sucks.
Once you get past the holidays,
you always
this
hype up this type of year.
No,
like
only
winter,
during the holidays.
Sucks.
And by the way, it never snows. It's always kind of like a cold,
just gray and bleak.
But you want it to snow?
No, I don't want it to snow.
Yeah, I don't want it to snow either. I'd rather
snow
have rain
stay
than snow.
Away. Then just be shoveling,
getting out of
just
ash burning the snow.
I've just been sick for 3 months. I'm just sick of it. I just want to feel.
You act like you won't be sick in April.
Honestly, I have a feeling you're going to be sick the entire year. 2020.
Locke, you'll be sick when we go to West Palm.
I hope
that's
not.
That's
I'm going
a
to
the
doctor today. Hopefully for the last time.
You know why I think you're sick?
Why?
All of this traveling that you're doing for volleyball and lacrosse. It's not good on your immune system.
He hasn't done that much yet. He's got a lot coming up.
It's all starting. We're about three weeks in.
He's been doing it. You know?
I had to skip last week. Couldn't go last week.
I think that's really taking a toll on your immune system.
Well,
I've said this before. He's never had a good immune system. I traveled with him when we were 18, 19, 20 years old, trips to Florida.
Yeah.
And I remember being at my brother's place, Miami. We want to go out. And it was me, my brother, Stumper, and my brother's friends, and EB would hang in because he felt the cold coming
on. Hey, everybody has their frailties.
Yeah.
Okay? They just do.
My thumbs
his
are money.
Immune system. And he's got functional thumbs.
And he's always slept with the thermals and the sweatpants.
Yeah.
I
feel like it's freezing
like
in here today.
He's basically a reptile.
Yeah.
Like, he's a cold-blooded individual.
I just need the sun to come out. I need the Masters to be on.
You know what
on.
You need? We need like a big, giant light that warms like a turtle. In
yeah.
Like
yeah.
Just shining down.
Whenever I go to a hotel and they have one of those lights,
yeah.
Oh, that's
like the hottest light ever. Just put
you
one
know,
right
like
there.
Out.
One, yeah.
Oh, those things are amazing. They just heat you out of the shower.
You just want a permanent heat lamp.
Yes.
Oh,
you need a big ass heat lamp.
Well, like guys that live in the Midwest, they do have like heated floors. You know, I would kill for that. That'd be amazing.
If you get that over your
wet floors.
Why
didn't you put that in?
Huh?
You spent $100,000 on your deck.
Should put that on my deck. Heated deck floors.
Heated deck.
Get some heated mats.
For hey, you got your hot tub guy yet? I know we're running out of time. You got your hot tub connection?
You know, somebody did reach out to me, but I've been sick. So I haven't really, I haven't followed up. I'm going to have to Google that. How do you Google, like, your old Twitters? Like, how do you find this? Like, your old tweets?
I got it. I got your info.
No, a couple guys have hit me up. But okay.
All right.
Just I need one of them, to, you know.
Just need one.
Yeah.
Just need one to come through.
Just the best one.
I just want JP to tell the story of how you were sick in at spring training.
And again?
Talk, yeah. Say it again.
It's emphasis.
Yeah.
Get the Juliana.
Hey,
Huff
maybe
clip
he,
ready.
He can do it on the WSA bit.
Yeah.
Tell
yeah,
that story. Tell that story.
It's circa. Yeah.
But just tell it when I'm walking out the door.
Is this going to be a no small talk?
I don't think Annie Yu's interested in the small talk.
No, no, she wants to get it done with
she's
the quickness.
All, she's all business.
I mean, they started at 2:30 or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, they've been up 24 hours.
You think they want to talk to us jerks for longer than they have to?
No.
Probably not.
She said she goes to bed at 6:30.
Yeah, I appreciate that hustle.
Well, we complain about getting up. They get up at like 2:30, 3 o'clock. I mean, that's ridiculous when they get up. Yeah. We got up 4:30. That's nothing. That's nothing. So, all right. Good show. Good show, and I approve.
You approve of it?
Yeah.
All right. We got to get out of here for Bish. Cakes, EB, I'm JP. We will see you tomorrow. Grandanny, they're up next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.